Hello, and welcome to the Christian Ministries Church podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join our guest speaker, Hetty Lou Brooks.
I don't want to miss this moment and this anointing that's flowing. Thank you, worship leaders. And thank you. I said, now, God, you confirm it. That last song, we're going to take our nation back. I want us right now, before I get off, I want us right now. We have children. We have children, whether you have them yet your own, but we have children, the nation, our next generation. I don't know about you, but when we're saying we were slaves to fear, and I don't know whether you've ever done this or not, but I have had fear for the next generation. I mean, all the stuff that they can get, all the ways that they're, all of the things that they're going through, it's tough. It's tough, and the devil is after our kids. And I felt a warrior spirit rising up in me. And instead of standing there saying, oh, this poor next generation, oh, I felt a warrior spirit rising up and said, because this morning I was reading about Satan, what he did to Adam and Eve, if God really said it. You know, I read what he did to Jesus in the wilderness, if you are the Son of God. And I just got so furious. Now, he's not God. And we serve a living God. And he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. I want you to stand up again with me. And I want us to war against the devil taking our kids in our homes in this next generation. Now, I just want you to pray out loud however you can pray. But let's say, Satan, you don't get our kids. You don't get our kids. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you release us today from the fear that we've had over the future. Father, we thank you that you're putting holiness in the heart of the church, that we're going to be a holy nation, a royal priesthood, and that's your will and that's your plan. And Satan, you get your hands off of our children. They are not yours. We break the spirit of rebellion. We break the spirit of worldliness and confusion and frustration. We break that spirit of low self-esteem and suicide and drug addiction. Satan, you don't get our kids in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you that holiness will begin to flow through the church. And the holiness will be a fresh fragrance. It will be beautiful. It won't be restrictive and mean-spirited and in bondage. But a fresh flow of the Holy Spirit will flow through the church. And the Holy Spirit, who is holy, will make us holy. Oh, we thank you now, Father, in Jesus' name, that from this moment on we say, Father, this next generation belongs to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we will begin to speak the answer instead of the problem. We thank you. You are Lord of the next generation. And you will build your church through the next generation. In Jesus' name. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, we're driving a stake today. Now, enough is enough. Now, all this sassy, filthy stuff that's eating up our minds. Today it's going to begin with us. It has to begin to see this next generation change. It has to begin with us. Wouldn't it be wonderful today as we as the church and we're inviting the Holy Spirit to teach us what it means to be holy and to help us understand that that's not something that's so impossible. We're not talking about the perfection of Jesus is the perfect one, but that you were releasing us filth, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatefulness, gossip, fear of the future. There's some people, we've come here today to be free from the fear of the future. How am I going to make my payments? How am I going to? Today, Jesus wants to be Lord. And I'm going to tell you, I'm here in tears over what has happened in this place. I'm in tears over the miracles. And let me tell you something. He's just begun. He just begun. Amen. You may be seated. He's just begun. I told Ashley I didn't know whether I would be able to even stand up here without just crying and crying and crying and crying. I'm overwhelmed. When I was here the last time, I spoke in the first half of the school building down there. We had just graduated from Grandpa's workplace to the first half, and we were so excited because we had extended that building and added a new little addition on it. And I think that was when I was here. Now, I want to set you at ease, those of you who take pictures. You probably have a picture when I spoke, and I was probably wearing the same thing. I'm not of this world. You know, fashion. A woman at our camp came up to me. Her little girl was like teenager, is she? You know, ninth grader. Hetty, my little girl just thinks you're so wonderful. For those of you who don't know, we have a camp. 53 years. 53 years of our camp. I started with 7 kids. This last year we had 2,000. Now I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some miracles released here today. We've been thinking too little. We've been thinking where we are instead of where we're going. And there are going to be miracles released today in your heart. And if it happened to me, it can happen to you. If it's happened to me, it can happen to you. This woman said to me, Hetty, I want to show you a picture of you and my when she was in the third grade. Now, she's not the grader, I guess. She took out the picture and showed it to me. This true story. The very same dress I was wearing when she was in the third grade was the same thing I had on while she's in the ninth grade. The woman looked at it and went, I said, oh, honey, it's okay. You know, it's okay. Antiques are expensive. What a miracle. I went back to Echo Hollow or whatever it's called at Branson when you see Chosen Few down there singing, and we stayed every night after it was over and went to Chosen Few. Just who knows? I just want you to get hold of this today. Who knows what all God's got for you? If you won't just settle in and get it in your mind, this is the way it's always going to be. This is the way it's always going to be. You see, every day is supposed to be a new adventure. Every day. Hetty, how are you going to have an... I'm going to have a women's seminar, by the way. And Christian Ministries, you don't pay but $50. Everybody else pays $200. But you're Christian Ministries. And I'll talk to Michelle about it if y'all want to a little... You know, make it a weekend for your church, too, to have that fellowship together. I'm so excited to be an old woman, obedient to the Lord. Let the older women teach the younger one. That's it. See, I'm obedient today. I'm obedient today. When I was married, to John Wayne. I went to the movies a lot. You know, and boy, there he was doing all that stuff. And then, you know, here comes John Wayne. Boy, he just treats him rough, and you better like it. And I married him. That's who I married. And he moved me out to this little house on this dirt road way out in the country. And in my mind, listen to me today, I have a word for you. In my mind, that was all that I could ever be. That was all that I could ever do. And John Wayne was not going to change. Some of you women know what I mean. Or men. I'm stuck. I have seen so much wasted giftings and potential because people allow themselves to get stuck. You know, the thing that I love about being here, I know this isn't all. I thought, woo, where are we going now? What's going to be next? Woo, what's going to happen? What's going to happen next? Because that's the way it is. It's always new and exciting and growing and living and powerful. And it was all in here. It's not about this. It was in here that made this. It was when Jesus brought salvation. It's when Jesus delivered us from fear. And then it's when the Holy Spirit took over and made Jesus. See, the Holy Spirit makes Jesus real to you. When the Holy Spirit took over and made it all come alive to me. That moment came. I saw a woman. Listen to me. Your kids are watching. The world is watching. You teenagers, the kids at school are watching. And I don't care if you're in the Christian school, praise God. Wherever you are, people, you have influence. And the devil has come to kill our influence by intimidating us. You know, I don't mean to be obnoxious in worship. I don't mean to be so loud and obnoxious. But if I'm singing shout, I think, am I supposed to just stand there? I mean, if it says clap, if it says raise your hands, I am connected to what I'm singing. That is not a religious activity to me. I pray today that the Lord Jesus would be glorified, that the wonderful praise and worship, which I thank you for, as it ascended up into heaven, that we would do what Jesus always prayed, oh, Father, that I may bring you glory, that I might bring you glory, and I could see that this body of believers are bringing such glory, such wonderful glory to the Lord. And if you'll keep yourself from getting religious, you'll be making it happen. You'll be making it happen. Now, it's not somebody else's responsibility. It's not Ashley's responsibility or Michelle's or Kristen's or Keenan's. It's not their responsibility to keep us happy. Somebody make me happy. It's not their responsibility. That happiness, that joy, Jesus said, I'm going to give you a joy and nobody's going to take it away from you. I got it. How many of you believe I got it? I got it. I mean, I got it. I'm 87 years old and still got it. Some of you are 15 and don't got it yet. See, it's a miracle. It's a miracle of what can happen through really believing that he means what he says. He'll do what he says he'll do. Faith comes in your heart. You turn from this way of thinking to this way of saying, hey, here I am. I'm yours. I saw a woman. You know, as I hug y'all, now this is not to make you afraid of me. But as I hug you, I sense things. See, we're given vibes. Don't you know that? It's the Spirit of God in us that can be transferred. It's the spirit of depression. A mother can be depressed and her whole family will be wiped out. It just gets on everybody. Right? That guys, you know, she can be whatever. And it's tough. Joy is contagious. But so is bitterness and resentment and gossip and hate. I tell you, the devil hates what's happening here. And I love it because y'all not one bit afraid of him. Because he's been revealed to you. Now, you don't have to live in depression because your eyes have been opened that you don't have to. Now you don't have to live in unforgiveness to your sister-in-law because she hurt your feelings, or some person at the church that hurt your feelings. Well, y'all do know I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to the other people who act like that. Because I know y'all wouldn't act like that. It's other people. I'll be talking a lot about other people. I'm going to tell you, when a church gets on fire and we get united and we're not gossiping, I'm going to tell you something right now, and you've probably already found it out. Ashley is not perfect. Isn't that shocking? Michelle is not perfect. Kristen, Kenan, leadership, you. Somebody came up to me and said, I tell you, this church, let me tell you, Hetty, what's wrong with it. And I said, well, first of all, let me ask you something. Is it terrible because you're there? To come in here. That's my job. That's who I am. That's the Holy Spirit in me getting off on everybody in Walmart and in wherever. And we are the temple of God. We are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, when you got a bunch of people that are full of the Holy Spirit, they begin to act holy. Have you ever thought, when we're talking about holiness and trying to be more like Jesus and trying to get rid of the junk and walk in the purity and love and Christ-likeness, have you ever thought about how awesome it is to recognize all of a sudden, it's not how ugly they are, it's how ugly I am. I mean, I work on myself. And for me, it's not depressing. Now, it used to be. Have you ever just hated yourself? You're too tall, you're too short, you're too fat, you're too little, your feet are too big, it's such a waste of time. I mean, we just round over stuff. Nothing ever changes. We just go round and round. How many of you right now know that you are thinking thoughts that you've been thinking for years? Of course. We're in that cycle. Well, I should be kinder. And we're still just mean as the devil, you know? Well, I should be more patient. Oh, I'm working on that, God. I really am. I mean, there are things we're working on. And that there are things that suddenly the Holy Spirit will come and convict us. That's what happened to me in this little house on a dirt road. Three dirty little old kids. Whew. One of them especially gave you a headache. Now, out of the three, maybe you can figure out which one that was. Don't tell him I said so. Strong-willed, working with trying to make it happen, and was just huffing and puffing and miserable. Let me tell you something, church. I want you to walk out of here today, and I want you to know that to be miserable is a tormenting spirit from the devil. And I always say this, and I want you to listen to me. The church is going to have to begin to be honest. I'm so depressed. Your next word is to the devil be the glory. Well, I just can't forgive, Hetty. I cannot forgive my daddy because of what he did to me. I can't forgive this man. I can't forgive them. I can't forgive somebody who took the inheritance. Hetty, I just can't forgive. That's what, okay. Be sure you say, to the devil be the glory. Listen to me, church. Listen to me. Holiness is about the character and nature of God Almighty. And God is love. Now, does that mean that I embrace a homosexual lifestyle? No, I do not. Does that mean that I embrace this or that or something else that I know is sinful and wrong? Do I embrace those things? Absolutely not. But I'm going to tell you, I love with the love of God. God is love. And he loves people. And he loves them enough for the church to tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. I was reading the scripture. Let me tell you which one it is. John 17:17. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them thy word, which is truth. You know what I love about Tim Brooks and Ashley and you guys? Many churches have gotten away from the word of God. But if you will live by the word of God, and we are supposed to be teaching what God says, not what, well, nowadays I used to think that, but I don't think that anymore. If we will live by the word of God, the church will come under a special anointing, and we will rise up, and I want to live the kind of life that just makes everybody jealous. Paul, you see, there's a jealousy that we are supposed to offer to the world that's good. I want what you got. I saw this lady, and I wanted what she had. And as plain as day, I thought, well, why can't I have what she had? She had a smile on her face. She's full of joy. She was telling me that she had gotten baptized in the Holy Spirit. And she was just full of joy. I thought, wow, because I'm going to tell you, I've been in bed 1 week crying with depression. How could I tell mother? Or mother would say, honey, what's wrong? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I did know. I don't want to be married to that man. I don't want to live in that house. And I don't want to be on this dirt road. Isn't there something better for me? Aren't you asking that? Isn't there something more? Isn't there See, we are born to know that there is something more. There's another child that comes, is born into our church. There's another day at our school to teach our children about Jesus. Isn't there something more? Yes, there's another shopping spree at Walmart to discover someone that needs what I've got. I just had that experience 3 days ago. He was all tattooed up and just miserable and checking me out. I said, honey, are you okay? I'm trying. I'm just trying. I said, it's Jesus. And I said, I know what that does to you. I know that's, I know. But I said, you're so fine. You are so precious and you are so fine. And God's got so much for you. And I said, I want you to come. I want you to come to our church. We got a lot of young people. And I just let him have it. He straightened up and he said, well, I need something and I'll just try that. I'll just try. We're salt and we're light church. This church that wasn't now is. God hath worked and wrought a miracle. Oh, Ashley and Michelle, thank you. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you. I never dreamed that God could and would do what he did. But here's what happened to me. I surrendered. I know the spot. My little house is still there. Our kids have built all around it. Lindley, they live, you know. But I can show you the spot where I died at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just died. I give up, Lord. I'm going to love my husband. I'm going to love the fire out of him. I'm be best wife. There's nobody that's going to be my husband what I can be. And it doesn't matter what he does or what he doesn't do. I know what I'm going to do. And I'm going to live to hear him say he loves me and appreciates me. And I'll live to see that. But if I, whatever, I am going to do what you have called me to do. Now, right now, in Jesus' name, I want to release you from the influences in your life that have made you believe that because of your husband, your wife, your children, your finances, the people you work with, wherever you are, I want to release you right now in the name of Jesus from any other influence other than the Holy Spirit's influence. I want you to take a minute and think about it and let it go. I will not be in bondage when my sister calls me and I get so angry, or my mother. I will not live like this anymore where my husband, women tell me all the time I would do that, but my husband, I would do this, but my wife, I would do this, but the job I have, I would do. We have all these reasons, and I'm telling you today, between you and the Lord, there is a power that can flow through you that nobody can control it. Nobody gave it to you, and nobody can take it away from you. And I got that. I got that. Little old depressed woman with black circles around my eyes. I got a miracle. Today, I want you to get a miracle. A miracle of faith. A miracle of faith to believe that your circumstances do not control who you are. My house where I live controlled where I was. Did you know this location? Has anybody thought about where this church is located? See, God loves it. He loves to do what nobody thought could be done. I just part that Red Sea. Watch what I can build here. Watch what I can do here. And you know what? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, people will hunger and they will find you because they want what you have that helps them to make it, that helps them to get this power that I got. That's the reason I've spent now all these years. I was a young woman. I've spent all these years telling people, hey, honey, you can make it. Young people, good gracious, don't be some whining sissy and commit suicide and jump off the world. Buck up. You can make it. You can make it. You can do it. Hey, women, don't lay around wallowing because the devil makes you think that you don't have what the other women in the church have. Oh, he's such a creep. Oh, we have an enemy and we don't recognize him and we don't know who he is. But today I'm saying Jesus Christ came because of the love of the Father who loved us so much that he sent us the answer to every problem. Now, when we get that solved, when we get that down, we have the answer to every single problem. God so loved us, he sent us the answer. And we still live like the world. No, that's not it. We are finding out that as the church has been deceived and intimidated, government has intimidated us. People have intimidated us. Women and friends have intimidated us. And we spend our time looking at each other and talking about what they wear and where they're going. I'm going to tell you, I am releasing an anointing today from the Holy Spirit to get us up out of the mud, to get us up out of the depression and the fear and the anger and the unforgiveness. And let us be free to build the church and build the kingdom of God. Now, do you know how I started building the kingdom of God? One kid at a time. One person at a time. See, this generation, everything has to be so big. And if we're not the speaker, and if we're not on the stage, and if we're not on them. Last Sunday, when we did the forum at church, one of the speakers on this forum that Tim did was a young woman. She's 32 now. She said, when I came to Christian Ministries, Melissa Glenn, y'all will remember her. Adam, you'll remember her. She was 13. She said, I walked in the door, and there was Alan Bates. And he shook my hand and smiled at me and welcome. He's a greeter at the door. And he shook my hand and made me just feel, I'm 13. It's my first time, and he made me feel so welcome. You greeters, you car parkers, you vacuumers, you people, somebody had me a little room back there and had flowers and donuts and coffee, and I don't take that for granted. In the heart of God, that's an eternal offering. We used to have to offer lambs, and that's what I'm going to do at the seminar. I'm against the place where we understand giftings and offerings. You didn't have to bring your lamb or your bull or your ram or your critter today to offer it. But you offered your giftings, and it was all over this place. It was just all over this place from the down at my first grader. Oh, you're Miss Hetty, we heard you were coming. It just... You'll make me cry. Don't you mess up. Y'all hear me? Don't you mess up. And don't you let the devil get you discouraged. And don't you let, yeah. And don't get mad at Ashley. It's about a bigger purpose. It's about a bigger goal. It's about a bigger thing. How in the world could it take somebody like me? And in my living room, everything y'all have done, I was going through it, is almost identical to what we did. Our Christian ministry started in my living room, 7 people. They started in the living room. Then we moved over to the pavilion, and they moved to the barn, or the shop, grandpa's shop, whatever. And then we built something else. And then we built a little something, a piece of a something. And then we added on to that piece of a something. And when I got right with God, I started speaking things out of my mouth. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I started reading that word like it's candy. I still read it just like it's candy to me. The Word of God corrects me, it changes me, it convicts me. The Holy Spirit just overwhelmed me. And I began to see things I'd never seen before. And all of a sudden, had nothing to do with Don Brooks, had nothing to do with my kids, had nothing to do with where I lived. It's called the kingdom of God came in. They asked Jesus, where's this kingdom? After he got baptized and was tempted out in the wilderness, he came back preaching the kingdom of God. Where's this kingdom? Jesus says, it's within you. It's within you. And we are to pray for this multiplication of the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, when we get kingdom minded, it won't be about Sister Bucket Mouth. It won't be about brother whatever, somebody. It won't be about all the stuff. We'll buck up and, hey, I don't even like you. Flesh. But I don't live by the flesh. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't think I'm going to kick that demon out of me, I'm going to love you. Whether I like you or not, I don't even have to. You don't have to be like me, thank God. What we have to do is learn to love with the love of God. Love people with the love. Well, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Be a hypocrite. We'd rather have that than your. Well, not y'all. I'm not talking about y'all. Listen to me. There is a power that will overcome your flesh. You will get, who can get up when they don't want to? I don't want to. Who can go to church? I don't want to go to church. I don't want to do what God wants me to do. That's too much responsibility. I don't want to do that. I don't feel like that. I'm not in the mood. I'm not. Let me tell you something why we're here. There are a bunch of people that overcame their moodiness. There are a bunch of people that were obedient. They overcame their flesh. They're faithful. That's what school teachers are. That's what that Christian school is doing down there. I determined that what I had to multiply it. Now, what you have to multiply it. It's got to spread. That's how the gospel, that's what they did in the New Testament. After the Holy Spirit came, man, they just went everywhere. They just went everywhere telling people good news. Well, I'm going to try that, church. And I'll see. I'll see after I try it if I like it. Sooner or later, you won't like it. If you're married, sooner or later, the new does wear off, doesn't it? If you're married, let your young people, I'm not trying to discourage you, but the Lord said, the angel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you and overshadow you, and it's going to be a birthing. And the thing that comes out of you is going to be holy. This baby that's going to be born will be holy. There's going to come a hunger. There is already a hunger in the church to do this thing better. I'm not going to be a miserable Christian. Now, I can't stand to think that I'm going to die and meet Jesus and say, well, I've been depressed for the last 10 years. I've been in bed, but I finally made it. You know, it's scary. Jesus said there comes a time when he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never did even know you. See, I read the whole book. I mean, I read the whole book. I don't take salvation when I got saved when I was 5 years old and then living like the devil. I don't take that. My holiness is a process of being perfected because I'm going to live in the kingdom, the eternal kingdom. And I am going to practice down here on this earth. I told Jesus, I said, Jesus, you told me to pray for the kingdom to come on earth like it is in heaven. And I'm going to create kingdom living. The girls and I, Tamara and Pat, are my brains that travel with me all the time. We talked Jesus. I said, I didn't find them. I didn't find them, the Holy Spirit. I didn't find anybody. Yeah, but Ashley hadn't been walking the streets in Nixa. He hadn't been walking the streets somewhere and begging people to come to this church. I'm going to tell you, if this church, the body of Christ, one man can't do it. The body of Christ, if we're good full of the Holy Spirit, they're going to follow you. They're going to want what you've got. I've never seen a woman as full of love as that woman. And to be full of love doesn't make you a sissy or a pansy. I'm not talking about that kind of love. I'm talking about the kind of love that tells your kids to sit down and behave. Would y'all look at these kids in here? I'm so impressed. Somebody's teaching some of your kids. Thank God. You teenagers even look like you've got good sense. You see what we've got. It's what the world has to have. You don't go to churches now. Our kids are somewhere else because they get bored hearing the word of God. Wrong. Wrong. I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is the most exciting thing in the world because we overcome our flesh. Your flesh can't love. Your flesh can't be happy. Your flesh can't always like the one. We got married, and then how long does it take till we wonder if we married the right one? Either they or us. Well, either way it goes. Listen to me, church. The kingdom has come here. And I've come to tell you, thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Michelle, for letting me be part of walking into a place of worship. It's wonderful, Melanie. Thank y'all. Thank you all. I tried to look at every instrument. I tried to look at every singer. I had to find you, Michelle, but I did. The kingdom is here. And you are the privileged people to be part of it. You are blessed. You cannot take a piece of property. Don and I had this little piece of property down there. He announced to me he was going to sell it. He had a great price for it. And so I was praying in my early morning, 4 o'clock time with the Lord. And God said, no, don't sell it. You give it, Hetty and Don, to the church. Built a church down there. We were still, you know, we were in the pavilion at that time, Grandpa's shed. That's where we were at that time. You give it to build a church there. Do y'all know how overwhelmed I am to go from my house to the pavilion to a little piece of a church to a bigger part of a church to a school, to Applied Life. Where are you, Applied Life kids? Wave to me. Yes! To go from here to there. I used to say, oh, we'll be on the radio. Oh, we're going to have a Christian school. We didn't have anything. We're in a pavilion. It's cold in the winter and hot in the summer. We didn't have anything. And here I am just saying, well, this is what God showed me. Now through iPod or XBPod or whatever that thing is. I mean, Tim tells us how many nations, how many people watch him and our church. How many people are being touched. And I used to say, well, we're going to do television. We'll do radio. And we're going to have, and we didn't have anything. Come on. Come on. Now, those of you who've been here since the foundation, you've been part of that miracle. And there's nothing to take that place. Don, you say, honey, nobody knows how hard we worked. I said, forget it. Honey, just don't worry about that. You and I know. We know how many rocks we picked up. Ashley knows the nights they couldn't sleep. They know. Kenan lived with us. They know. It's what you know. It's what you know about what you've been responsible for. Now, let me tie this up by saying that as we begin to put the world aside, what we watch, what we say, what we think, the anointing and the love of God will continue to sweep into this place. I did not find the people that serve with me. God drew. And I am declaring in Jesus' name that the love of God that flows through each of you, it only takes one of you bad mouthing everything. You know, I hope we all just go home and repent. God, I said that about her. That's your business. Have you noticed you haven't fixed your husband very much? You haven't fixed your wife? Have you noticed you don't fix people? What you do is you lovingly live the gospel before them and you speak the truth in love and you live before the world. I'm overwhelmed that this happened at 4:00 in the morning in my living room when I died. And I'm going to tell you, the more you die, I'm going to tell you, the more you give up and surrender and say, God, take over, I'm making a mess out of this. The more you ask Jesus to come and be the Lord of your life and you ask the Holy Spirit to make you holy as he is holy, clean my mind up, clean my thoughts up, clean what I look at and what I watch. Most of all, Father, clean my mouth up. Clean up what I say. This may surprise you, but it's words that create. God created the world with words, and he will build his kingdom here on this earth with his word that comes through you. I look at Adam and Cynthia. I look at you guys. They were our babies back there. I look at all of you young people, you children. I look at all you faithful adults who've been faithful here to give your money, to give your labor, to give your time, to vacuum the floor for us. To, you know, and there are people that come in and sit and say, oh, I don't think I like this. Yeah, well, there were people that paid a high price just for your comfort. What an awesome thing for that kind of love to flow out of the body of Christ. And we keep doing it even when people don't appreciate it. We keep doing it when nobody thanks us. We keep doing it when our name didn't get in the bulletin or on the screen. Because we've been changed. Because we know something that is not of this world. God's got great things for each of us. And it's not what you can make happen. It's not what you can do. It's what he will do through you. Because he and only he can make you do what you don't want to do. He empowers you. You come to church when every demon in hell said, I wish I didn't have to go. But you get up and go, and then the Holy Spirit comes, and you're glad you did it. See, because he knows the answer. Oh, I'll be so glad when these kids grow up. Then they grow up, and you're lonely, and you wish they hadn't been there, and all that kind of stuff. See, he will cause you to do what your flesh is too weak to do. Today, Lord, overcome our flesh. If it's not your word, if it's not your holy, righteous character, if it's not your will, I'm not going to think it, I'm not going to say it, and I'm not going to do it. I will not be the one that tore the church apart. I talked to a woman just this last week. I met her on the road, and I stopped to visit. She was a little neighbor back there I hadn't talked to. And we were talking. She goes to a little church out in our community. She said, "Miss Hetty," she said, "the trouble at our church is the jealousy and the gossip and the bitterness." And she said, "We are just split all the time. We split, and then we split, and then we grow a little, and then we split." And she said, "That's the trouble. What are we doing? What are we doing? We're talking about the future for these children and these young people. We're talking about the future for those who are yet to come. I claim my seed and my seed, 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 and my seed, seed, seed until Jesus comes. Satan, you don't get what belongs to me, to God's people, those who've been dedicated to God." It's time for young people not to be intimidated. If you put that thing down, get in the Word of God, and have the guts to be who you are. You're not somebody else. You've got the mother and daddy you've got, and whatever they are, that's what you've got. Buck up here. Take hold of your life. Don't let the other people intimidate you. "Well, your feet are big. Well, you're not tall enough to play basketball. Well, you're not good enough to..." Bunch of baloney. You're who you are, and you've got something. And if you're 3 feet or 10 feet, you've got a job to do and a purpose. And you start living for that purpose, and God will do for you what he did for me. From a little house on a dirt road, he began to convict me of my sin. The lust I had for the world, my desire to be somewhere else besides where I had been planted. And I started making it happen right where I was. And by the world's terms, it was impossible. You are living in the Red Sea that has been parted. You are living in a miracle, and thank God you're part of it. Thank God for your faithfulness. "Hetty, I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to end. I don't do anything, Hetty. I don't make a difference, honey. You're here. There is nothing in this world like faithfulness. Nothing. Oh, well, it's the preacher. Well, he'll move and go 10 other places and have an affair. And that's not where it is. That's not where it is. Well, if I just had a new house. Well, if I had a new car. If I just be faithful." And you watch God. He will overwhelm you. I'm going to read this scripture, and then I'll see what God says. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will be your helper. When you leave today, you are not going to worry about your finances on your own. You're not going to worry about your children on your own. You are not going to try to make yourself happy. How many of you have ever tried to make yourself happy? I just wore myself out trying to make myself happy. Joy comes from the Lord. Joy will be a supernatural experience. Be quiet and begin to get in the Word of God. Begin to seek to be holy as he is holy, consecrated, set aside. Well, I'm going to miss something. All you're going to miss is a drug addiction. All you're going to miss is a headache. All you're going to miss is an unwanted whatever. The kingdom of God will come into you, and you'll find joy and peace like you have never had. Jesus, would you come right now and touch that heart that's all frustrated and confused, even the frustration of trying to be a good Christian? You know, the devil will torment you over trying to be good. He'll just torment you trying to be good. Jesus, would you come and fill us today? Holy Spirit, just envelop us in this place. Precious Jesus, would you just come and make us the church? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Make us the church that everybody talks about. Make us the church where they walk in. We have a guy that's working on the house I gave away. I'm living, Kenan, in your house. This guy's working there, and he said, you know, I've worked at a lot of camps around the place. He's a bricklayer. I work lots of places. But he said, there's something about this place. This is Brook Hill. This is our 520 acres where we have camp. We've had church. We had Applied Life and so forth. He said, I just drove on this place. Now listen to me. I just drove on this place. And I can't tell you, this place is different. I've lived now to have hundreds, literally hundreds of people. Seldom a week goes by that I don't meet somebody. Hetty, you changed my life. Now, come on. I don't change anybody's life. We know who that is. I can't. If I could do it, I'd hit them over the head with my Bible. Who wants to be like you? Who wants what you have?
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.